Dear people of God, we are on the 13th Sunday of the ordinary time, and the entire three readings can be put in one word, that is faith. And we are born to believe. We are born to live with God. We are born to be the sharers of goodness of God that is right within each one of us. If you look at the first reading very beautifully narrating the original intention of God expressed in the book of Genesis, that we, all of us, are made in the image of God, and God doesn't want us to perish. That is the intention of God. God did not want any human to die and perish. Then who brought this death? Of course, it's not us. The reading ends, it is the devil, the jealousy of the devil, and the cooperation of the humanity with the jealousy. And this is real. Even today it is going on in our personal life. This jealousy right within makes us not to really go after what we are supposed to be. It's not that we cannot be, but we are right within, there's a goodness. The virtue is not going to die. Virtue is imperishable, the first reading tells. The goodness of God in us is not going to get evaporated by a sin or an act. But the truth, if you really look at it, to believe, I have a lot more to give. I have so much to share. Because I participate, I celebrate, I am living in the presence and blessings of God. And that is what the first reading is trying to convince each one of us. And in the second reading, Saint Paul tells, you are not lacking anything, you have everything, starting with the faith, eloquence, and everything, he says. When I came here last year, the bishop's house, they told, these people here are very generous people, they said. I'm so proud of you, all of you, for your generosity, whether it is for the poor or for the church or for anyone in need. I mean, you guys have got such a heart towards people. And that tells me the goodness, even in an odd time, even in a very challenging moments of life, you have demonstrated that generosity, not out of guilt. No. It was so spontaneous in you. And the St. Paul is beautifully puts it, the faith is not a feeling, but it's an action. And this is real. We need to believe and accept it. I have taken the shortest reading today, but the longest reading, they have two miracles, one of the lady and another of that young girl. There is a desperation from the both persons, you find, just want to be touched. Lord, be there for me when I touch you. When I touch you, let me feel being healed. This is a longing of humanity. It is right within all of us. All of us want to touch God. We want to touch Jesus. If only I touch the fringe of the garment, I will be well, that lady said. If only you come and lay your hand on my daughter will be well. I think as we are gathered here in the church today, there is so much that we can offer when we have received so much. St. Paul puts it, more you have given, you have not lacked anything. And those who lacked, have not felt that they have not received enough. And therefore, look at this whole three readings in the frame of faith. There is a story of a last leaf written in 1907 by O. Henry, a small book. In that, he is sharing a story about a young man who was admitted in the hospital for a very serious health reason. But the hospital was providing him with the best facilities, medication. But this boy always used to tell everyone, "I won't make it. I'll be dying soon." And everyone who heard him were frustrated. The nurses who were the frontliners with him, whenever they go to him, he would say, "I'm going to die very soon." So, you know, one nurse wanted to inject him that faith in him. "Yes, you can live, my son." But he said, "You see, look at that plant which I am seeing from the day I came. I always look at from that day I came. And this plant, every day is shedding leaves. Now it's only left with only one leaf. Tomorrow morning that leaf also will fall. And just that leaf is going to fall. The last leaf will fall. I will also go." But the nurse told him, "No, no, no, no. That leaf is not going to fall. I can give you an assurance, it will not fall. Tomorrow when you get up, please look at the window and see." And this boy was very much, you know, waiting for the morning to dawn. And he looked at outside the window. The leaf did not fall. It was there. Then he told the nurse, "As the leaf lives, so I am going to live." And he became well. The story goes like this. And the nurse wanted to teach him a lesson. What brought him here this far? It is not the medication only. It is not the doctors and nurses care only. But there is something within him that brought him this level. That is his faith. She took this little boy to that tree, that plant, and showed him. You know, as you said, the plant shed the leaf. The last leaf is fallen. But I know, in your eyes, there was little hope. I put a drawing of a dry leaf there, so that when you see, it is there. Yes, it is there. And that is what is life is all about. So, faith, if you really look at it, God wants us to go on. What is faith after all? Look at the last week reading. "Lord, we are perishing. We are going down." That is the connection of this reading of this week. And if you look at it, what God is telling, no. Don't ever say you are perishing. Don't ever say that you are going down. Don't ever say it's all finished. The world is going to come to an end after this pandemic. Don't say. God has not intended that way. God wants us to hang on. Hang on to be touched, to feel. So faith is not an idea. It is not an entertaining thought, but it's an action. You have it. You have it in your own life. James beautifully puts in chapter 5 verse 17, "In the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead." The same idea is cemented by St. Paul. Today's reading, he tells very clearly, the one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little. Only when we have faith, we have the courage to give. Without faith in Christ, we cannot give, because He is the par excellence of generosity. There is no one ever given this much of life to humanity like this, St. Paul tells very clearly. And therefore, let us see that faith is an experience. It is an experience of being touched and healed by God. When was the last time in your own life you felt the touch of God? Faith is the touch of God through Jesus. If I but touch His clothes, I will be made well. Your faith has restored you to health, Jesus says. And again He says, do not fear, only believe. Do not fear, only believe. Only believe that this faith is really is a struggle. When I see the possibilities are not collaborating or helping me to go on. Yet, we must always remember Jesus needs our faith to heal us. He wants to touch us. He wants to make us whole. All what we want and plan may not happen. Yet, with our faith, we can obtain all that God could offer us. Only we really realize in this coming closer to Christ is the faith formation. You remember the day when you are attending the catechism. How much you are longing to know Christ. It's a knowledge. Coming to church is an experience. It's an experience that I am going to meet the Lord. I want to touch Him. I want to experience Him. When He comes on the altar, on the people, on the gifts, I want to be touched. That is faith. When I have been touched, I have the power to touch the another one who is in need outside. This faith formation takes us to faith experience, and then makes it as a faith, as a reality in our life. In all our struggles that we will be able to get through only when we have faith in Christ. May the Lord this evening bless you, strengthen your faith. May we have that touch. We all need it. Because we are generous, we are having that power of faith, that goodness God put in us. That virtue which is imperishable, right within each one of us. May we be able to go further, that to experience this faith is a gift from God. We can all be able to generate it further. May this evening bring you blessings that you may come closer to Christ. Amen.